Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. On Sunday, the Metropolitan Orchestra of St. Louis kicks off its new season, and it's no virtual event. The musicians will be together in the flesh at St. Charles's Frontier Park, along with the Union Avenue Opera, and they feel confident they've found a way to do it safely. The evening's programs offer some true delights. If you've been longing for live concerts again, it's hard to imagine you'll keep from choking up as soprano Christine Brewer sings this wonderful arrangement of a classic tearjerker. And that is the magnificent Christine Brewer singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And joining me today is Christine Brewer herself. So, Christine, welcome.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
And we're also joined today by Wendy Lee. She's the music director of the Metropolitan Orchestra of St. Louis. Wendy, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Wendy, so many music groups are going all virtual. You guys are doubling down in person. You're not just playing together, but you're bringing in some opera singers, too. Why go that route?
Well, I have to say it's terrifying and exciting at the same time. we've done everything we can to dot all the I's, cross all the T's. Everyone is social distanced. We spent a long time planning this, and we were hoping that things would be even better than they are now. It's not ideal, mm-hmm. but to be together and make music together is something that we've longed for 6 months now. And we've measured that stage 4 or 5 times. We're going to measure it again Saturday night.
How big a stage is this that you're able to fit everybody in there spread out?
Well, you know, I don't have the dimensions in front of me, but we spent time for, we decided, let's just start measuring from where the conductor would be. Mm-hmm. Let's start measuring the strings out. Well, okay, how many could we fit? Violins, first violin, second violin, viola, cello. And so first we determined what size orchestra we can have there. Mm-hmm. And so that was number one.
So you worked backwards from that.
We did. It's a small orchestra, but it's mighty in spirit.
So Christine, I know that the strings players, for example, they're going to be masked while they walk on stage. But as a singer, I imagine it's just not feasible. You can't wear a mask while you sing. How will you deal with that?
No. Well, I'm going to be standing where I won't be around. I mean, the audience will be far enough away from me, and the orchestra will as well. We'll be spaced out enough that when I'm singing, I won't be, spraying, spit around. But I will wear a mask until I'm singing, you know.
Oh, okay.
We're all being super careful and really, mindful of all of these precautions we all have to take.
And Wendy, what are you doing to make sure the listeners are not spreading germs around to each other?
Yeah, well, that was always a concern as well. We have asked everyone to please social distance. Of course, if they're sitting with their family, we understand that. Wear masks if they, can possibly do that, mm-hmm. to just put another extra layer of barrier there. But there will be no written programs. That was one of the things, is we didn't want people to get close to each other and passing programs out and things like that. So our music program is a PDF file on our website, mosulmusic.org, where they can see who's playing, see all the pieces that are being presented, biographical sketches of all of our artists. That way we've eliminated contact.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that's actually a perfect segue to talk about not just the precautions you have in place, but the whole reason that those precautions are worth doing. And that is the bill for this show. Now, earlier we played a bit of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and just such a lovely arrangement. Christine, I understand this has some special resonance for you. How so?
It does. That arrangement was done by Randy Kerber, And he arranged it for cellist Lynn Harrell and me to do. And Lynn died this spring, not of COVID. He had a heart attack and he died, but we've not been able to get together and have a celebration of his life. And Lynn and I performed this piece quite a bit. We recorded it for Save the Children. We did it in several concerts. And so for me, I'm dedicating this to Lynn and the wonderful Bjorn Ronheim, who is the cellist with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, will be playing that solo cello part on Sunday. So it's a very touching piece. It's on my website on christinebrewer.com. They filmed the recording session with John Williams conducting.
Oh, wow.
And right before we started recording, John came over to me and said, "Oh, by the way, this is the MGM studio where Judy Garland recorded this in 1939. And I said, "Oh, great. No pressure, though, right? Okay, great. So it does have a lot of special sentimental meanings to me. And it's going to be just wonderful to get to perform it with an orchestra live, you know, literally, not virtually this time.
Yeah. And one of the other wonderful pieces of this is also that Leonard Slatkin is involved. And Christine, you got your start here in St. Louis, and I know you're excited to collaborate with him again.
Yes.
Well, what's it like to know that he's going to be there? As you say, this is not happening on Zoom. You're going to be there. He's going to be there.
I know. It's really exciting. I was one of the section leaders in the St. Louis Symphony Chorus when I was a young singer, just, you know, out of college. And so Leonard was the conductor then, and he knows me sort of as that young kid, that 21-year-old, 20-year-old up there in the chorus. But then through the years, we've performed together in London. We've recorded together. We've both won Grammys for one of our recordings. And it'll just be great to see him. I have not seen him in a long time. And so we are collaborating on one piece, a beautiful arrangement of America the Beautiful that will finish the program. And Scott Schoonover, who is the conductor and general director of Union Avenue Opera, will be conducting some of what we want to call your favorite opera and operetta tunes. We're going to do a little set of those as well on Sunday. So it's just going to be like old home week. It's going to be exciting.
It does sound exciting. And man, I mean, America the Beautiful, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It seems like you're just determined to make people cry. I would be weeping.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope they don't cry too much.
Good tears.
Right.
Wendy, what about the Metropolitan Orchestra of St. Louis? What are some of the pieces that they'll be doing that you're most excited about?
Well, of course, Leonard will conduct the symphony by Beethoven, number 7, and for me, this is really exciting. It's coming full circle. I was so lucky to have been in the youth orchestra when he founded it, so I've played under his baton many times, and I think for both Christine and I, you know, coming around full circle is just wonderful. We'll open with the Barber of Seville, the overture. Then I'll conduct, and I thought we need to have something fun and lively for everyone to celebrate a live concert. And who doesn't like Bugs Bunny? After all, we were, as young children, maybe introduced to this piece by Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. And that's, you know, this is something where this is not going to make us cry. We'll have these fond memories of classical music in the cartoons.
Exactly. So this is going to be really fun for everybody. And I thought we have to do some outdoor concerts because I don't know if we'll be able to go back inside to perform. Mm-hmm. So I've created a series of concerts that will have this one kicking everything off, and on a series of lawn concerts. It's been a long dry spell for my musicians, and I'm happy to be able to program something and put a little paycheck in their pocket.
So tell me this, I mean, this is a free concert. How are you able to put a little paycheck in people's pockets?
Well, we've been very fortunate to have good funding from many sources, the Regional Arts Commission, the Missouri Arts Council. There's also a funding agency called the Music Performance Trust Funds, and they have very kindly awarded us a grant to be able to do these, especially these concerts, the 13th. The next will be the 16th with just my string players, the 19th in Kirkwood City Hall steps, and the 23rd at a private residence. So it's been fantastic that they've allowed that funding to come to us so that we can get together again and give a little gift to the community.
Yeah, I feel like people who've managed to find ways to see, I know some of the St. Louis Symphony members have been getting together to give these smaller outside socially distanced concerts, and there's been other little outcroppings like this throughout the area. And I feel like I keep hearing two things. One is that the audience is just so overwhelmed by the idea of getting to hear this live music in person again, but that also the performers are having that same reaction, that people just feel just so touched to again have an audience. Christine, is that something that you found yourself longing for during parts of this pandemic?
Yes. I mean, I've done some virtual things with my pianist collaborator in Chicago, you know, but it's not the same as being in the same hall, the same room, the same space with him, or being on the stage with an orchestra. I know we're all adjusting and we're making the best of this situation, but when Wendy first approached me about this idea, I immediately said, oh yes, I'm on board. Whatever you want to do, I'm on board for this, because we all need that, you know. We want to share our music with others, and I think this sort of up close kind of personal way of but socially distanced, okay, I'm gonna, you know,
gotta stress that.
But I think it'll be very moving for the audience as well as the musicians, all of us on stage. I just think it's gonna be a very beautiful evening to share our music again. I'm not kidding you. It's been, well, like Wendy said, over 6 months that we've been able to perform live in any kind of situation. So you know what? We're all very, I don't know, what's the word? We all are figuring it out. We're all figuring out what we can do and being creative. And I think this is a good step.
And so this really is your triumphant return to an audience.
Yes. Wow. I liked what you put on the program, Wendy. It's a reboot. I love that, you know, because we're all so used to, you know, using our computers for Zoom meetings and for all these virtual voice lessons or coachings and lectures and things like that. And now this will be a reboot to perform for a live with a live orchestra for a live audience. I think it's going to be really great.
Well, this is the reboot. It's happening this Sunday. That's in St. Charles's Frontier Park. And Christine Brewer, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And Wendy Lee of the Metropolitan Orchestra of St. Louis, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
And we're going to go out of today's show with a bit more of Christine's wonderful Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Podcast episodes of St. Louis on the Air are available wherever you get your podcasts. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Evie Hemphill and Lara Hamden, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr. The senior producer is Emily Woodbury. The executive producer is Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Fenske.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.